My take is, I would admit, yes, it has gone up, but not that because people accepted it as an alternative, but because they had no other choice. They were put in a situation whereby it's either you use plastic money or you spend many days queuing in the bank trying to get money, getting it in bits and pieces. So they find it far more convenient in the sense that you get your $100 today, then you do the rest of your other transactions. You buy your groceries in your supermarket, you pay your electricity and other bills using plastic money. I think people have been forced to accept plastic money rather than that they accepted it voluntarily.
But many people had not accepted the use of plastic money because of bank charges. What is the situation right now?
It remains true that the people have no choice. Yes, to a certain extent, the governor of the Reserve Bank has decreed that banks should reduce the bank charges. Even if there are bank charges, people have no choice. If you are then able to get your things done, you have to use plastic money. It's a question of where you've got no choice. Despite the cost and everything else, people are bearing that because it is the only alternative.
There has been complaints from some quarters of the business community that these point-of-sale machines are not readily available in small towns or in the rural areas. What do you make of that?
Yes, but look, also businesses are beneficiaries of that. As a business, it's either you have it so that your people transfer, or if you don't, people are not going to transact. So what do we have? We have no choice as well, but get that machine so that you are then able to make business. So the choices really on plastic money have been very hard on people. It's not as easy to say there are no alternatives. People have no alternative. If you are a transacting public, you have no choice but to accept it. If you are a business person, you have got no choice but to acquire it. If you don't acquire it, no one has got cash, so you're going to lose business.
In a way, do you think that the use of plastic money has alleviated the shortage of cash?
Yes, to a certain extent, yes. Because you don't have to necessarily wake up very early in the morning to queue at the bank. But what it has done, it has actually assisted people to accept and realize that it is possible to just carry a card rather than carrying a bag of money, but then you still do your business. It has been able to do. The unintended consequences has been that people have accepted and seen the value of and the security around the use of plastic money. If you lose your card, you know they've lost your money, they've lost the card, which you can go back and get a replacement in the bank. So it has actually increased the security for what is basically happening is now people are able to avoid losing their cash when they lose it. It has increased the security of their cash.